Meseches Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes, 6-9. This Mishnah is substantially identical and known to principles really from the previous Mishnah. The only difference really is that this Mishnah will introduce the same ideas applied to Tumah and Tahara as opposed to the previous Mishnah, which discussed Hafrashas, the Neeman, as opposed to the Chaver. So in any case, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Tes begins, Chaver Ba'ama Aretz. You have two brothers. One's a Chaver. He's strict not just about tithing, but also about Tumah and Tahara. And the other brother is an Ama Aretz. He's not strict about Tumah and Tahara, or tithing for that matter. Sheyarshu as Aviyam. These two brothers inherit the estate of their father. And the father's an Ama Aretz. Yachal hu lomar lo. Reuven, the Chaver, who's worried about tithing and Tumah and Tahara, can say to his brother Shimon, the Ama Aretz, who isn't concerned about those things, Tolata chitim shebamakom ploni vani chitim shebamakom ploni. They can say, listen, we're inheriting all the wheat fields. The wheat fields are 50% mine, 50% yours. But let's employ Breira to say, listen, the part that I'm inheriting in the north and that you're inheriting in the south was the part you were getting all along, and we're not trading half of my half in the north in exchange for half of your half in the south. We're not doing that. So again, Breira's working here, and the same rationale would be, as explained by Rabbi Akiva Eger before, because there was never an act that showed there was any commingling or desire to commingle their respective portions. Similarly, Reuven can say to Shimon, Ata yain shebamakom ploni, v'ani yain shebamakom ploni. We're inheriting fields or vineyards or wine barrels, exactly the pshat doesn't matter so much, although there is a machlokas if it is contingent on being attached to the ground or otherwise. In any case, similarly, Reuven can say to Shimon, I'll take the northern fields or the northern wine, and you'll take the southern fields or southern wine. Avalo yomalo, what Reuven may not say to Shimon is, Tol ata chitim v'ani sa'orim, you get the wheat, I'll get the barley, because again, since they're inheriting 50% stake in each of the wheat and 50% stake each in the barley, so if one now takes all the wheat and one takes all the barley, what's happening is a trade where Reuven is bartering away half of his wheat in exchange for half of Shimon's barley, and therefore since Reuven is a chaver and he must tithe properly, he would need to tithe the half that he's going out of his possession and into the possession of Shimon. Okay, to understand the last part of the Mishnah, just a very brief introduction regarding Tumah and Tahara. If a person is an Am Haaretz, we assume that everything he has and touches that's susceptible to Tumah is Tame. And a Chaver can't have that. Since the father is an Am Haaretz, we have to assume that all the produce in his possession is Tame, provided that it could have become Tame. So things that are attached to the ground can't become Tame. And similarly, food that never was... never became wet through water or any of the other, the total of seven different liquids that can make something huch shlekabel tuma susceptible. If it never got wet since it became detached from the ground, it is not tuma susceptible. So therefore, the last part of the mission will be the idea is Reuven wants to inherit produce that couldn't be tame because he doesn't want to eat and can't eat the stuff that is tame, and Shimon can have that stuff since he doesn't care anymore. He's an amaretz anyways, and Reuven will do a trade therefore. He wanted to do a trade saying, I'll take the impervious to tumah, dry, yavesh, never wetted stuff, and you would take the moist and the ready and therefore settled to tumah and therefore suspected of being tumah produce. So the Mishnah says that Reuven may not do that. The simple reason that once you have certain stuff that's been wetted and certain stuff that isn't, each is considered a separate category, kind of like wheat and barley, and therefore if Reuven is trading his half with Shimon, it's trading, and therefore Reuven can't do that. He has to first tithe his stuff before he gives it to Shimon. And therefore the Mishnah says inside, of a lo yomar lo, the Mishnah had said already, Reuven may not say, tolata chitim ani sa'orin. Reuven can't say, let's do a trade where you get all the wheat, I get the barley. And similarly, Reuven can't say, tolata halach, you take the wetted stuff, the stuff that's already tumah susceptible, and therefore I consider it to be tameh. Vani etalesa yavesh, I'll take the dry stuff that definitely isn't tameh. Reuven cannot say that because, again, he's bartering away produce without tithing at first. And that, of course, is forbidden since he is a chaver who takes upon himself to tithe properly.